Coach, today, 52-33 victory over Kent State. You're able to dominate in terms of yards per play, over five a contest. What was your takeaways from today's contest?
Well, we got off to a really good start, but I don't know. We didn't continue with the same intensity throughout the rest of the first half that we had in the very beginning, and that's something that we absolutely have to learn from. Credit to Kent State, man, for, having a hellacious schedule and, being able to flush all that and play a really good game today. And, I know that they've lost some key players. And so, they have a lot to do with that. They fought and played hard. But I was disappointed in that. Not a great start to the third quarter. However, when the defense started taking the ball away, the offense scored, and it was exactly how it's supposed to work. And it was a takeaway score, takeaway score, takeaway field goal, and then a fourth down stop in their territory and a score. And that was the difference, in my opinion. And so you told me on Monday we hadn't won a MAC opener since 2016. I think some of these guys were in the fifth grade. Yeah. So we wanted to come out and, go 1-0 each day this week and then today. And we feel good about that.
For a lot of these guys, it was their first MAC competition. Being in a dogfight like this, Kent never gave up. Does that give them an impression for how this is going to be, these remainder of this conference slate, that they have to bring it each and every quarter?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to do, a better job as a leader. I just told them after the game that it will never be easy. And that doesn't mean that we can't be better. That doesn't mean that we can't dominate. But we have to play, exceptionally well for 60 minutes to have a chance for that to ever happen, And it's not, that offensive first series, was pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think that we just thought that maybe we're going to do that every time. And the only way that you can do that every time is if you just are pedal to the metal, with that same intensity and just a really, really high standard all the way through. And so I think it was, it needs to be a really good lesson that, I said to them, I said, look, if there's some team that was, doing well and they went down and scored on us, do you think that we would,
Yeah, you're not gonna fold.
There's no way. And so I don't know for sure that's what happened, but that was just kind of a little bit of my impression. I think the story of the game, though, was our defense taking the ball away. And that our offense capitalized.
Luke Murphy's homecoming, a bright one, gets the pick six that sets up the quick touchdown, then also a fumble force, fumble recovery. How much did his play today help impact on his return home?
Oh, that first interception was just a phenomenal catch, and we needed it. We needed it. And so, Luke had a great impact on the game today. That's a guy that has just great intensity, cares, and he's getting better.
Three-headed monster at running back, able to get rushing touchdowns from each of your three backs that carried it. But the also story is Deion knowing at the end to go down at the one and help wind some of that clock out.
Yeah, I think, one of our coaches said that, hey, we're in a no-score, situation. And for Deion to put on the brakes, that takes a lot.
Right, because everyone wants to score.
Right, and he's right there. And so he did what he was told. And, when a guy shows that kind of maturity, it just elevates him, in all of our minds and eyes in terms of just, his maturity and trusting him to be in there in, critical situations.
Now an opportunity to get some time off, get some guys rested and healthy with the bye week. Are you happy that it comes at this time after a good way to open conference play?
We haven't had a true bye, and I can't remember how long it's been. And so it will be good for us if we treat it the right way, right? I mean, we need to continue to get better this week, and it's going to look differently than a normal week. We have to get some time away, and we have to rest, we have to rehab, and then we can't lose our momentum, right? So it's a real balance right there. It's also about to be October and midterms and all of that. I mean, our guys are going to have an opportunity to crush and to get ahead academically. You know, and then, you know, the Septembers are for pretenders and October's, you know, for contenders and November and December is for champions. And so October is going to be a, you know, long, grueling, you know, week after week battle in the MAC. And so this does come at a good time.